The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. All right. So, welcome. Lovely to be with you all for this rendition of Happy Hour. So for today, I wanted to invite us to reflect on, so we'll do some metta practice, some simple metta practice, but I also, what I wanted to bring in was an invitation to reflect on our own goodness in this particular way. So we all have been reached out to, we've all reached out to others through simple acts of kindness. And these simple random acts of kindness, and sometimes they don't seem quite random. We text a friend, how are you doing? Or we are generous with our time, with our care, with our attention. And we tend to underestimate the power of these acts of kindness. In fact, there was a research article that was published about a month ago, and Neil sent a wonderful paper from New York Times to Happy Hour Google Groups, and I became really interested in that article, and then I wrote and I read the original science paper, and then a few other science articles that all point to how we underestimate the power of these random acts of kindness. And in fact, if you happen to listen to yesterday's talk at IMC, Sunday's talk at IMC, I talked about this theme, this underestimation, this delusion we have, this confusion we have, this cognitive bias we have about our kindness, about how impactful it really is. We don't realize how impactful it really is and how it both impacts the receiver and it also impacts us. So there is goodness all around in these acts of kindness. So by bringing our awareness to them, to appreciate them after the fact, recognizing our own goodness, recognizing our own intentionality, the ripple effects, which we may not even know what the ripple effects are, but to appreciate the goodness, we can make it more possible that we will do that. We will strengthen the karmic potentiality that we might actually pick up the phone and reach out to a friend, or we might say hello to a neighbor and smile, not realizing that that might brighten their day because they're having a tough time, et cetera, et cetera. So bringing attention to appreciating the goodness within can make these random acts of kindness more likely for us to actually do them. It's a long-winded way of saying it, but I hope it makes sense what I'm pointing to. So, number one, we tend to underestimate the impact of random acts of kindness on others. Number two, we underestimate the impact, the positive impact that they have on us, on how happy they make us. So number three, what we're going to do in the practice today, besides practicing simple metta, is to bring awareness. It's like we've planted seeds. Let's water them. Let's water them so more flowers will bloom, more kind flowers in daily life will bloom. And what do you know? We'll become a kind person, drop by drop by drop, little by little by little, through these small little acts of kindness. Okay, I think that's plenty of framing. And if you want more framing, you can go and listen to the Sunday's talk on Audio Dharma. But without further ado, let's practice together. Let's settle. Let's arrive. So, arriving, landing, letting go of all the words. Here. Oh, sweetheart, here. Referring to ourselves kindly, gently, lovingly. Oh, dear one. Oh, dear one, I've brought you to sit, to practice. I care for you. This is how I share and I show my care. For myself. Softening, relaxing the body. And just letting yourself be breathed. For a few minutes, without an agenda, just taking refuge. Feeling our sit bones on the cushion on the chair. Feeling supported, connected to the earth through our feet, our legs, our bottom. Ah, relaxing the body, the upper body, offering the entire weight of the upper body to land. The weight offered up to the earth. And if thoughts arise, if you find that we're entangled in planning, remembering, it's okay. It's all right. This is what minds do. We know this. We know this. Minds are like puppies. Being kind to the puppy of our mind. Releasing. Letting go of the juicy bone that seems juicy, but it's really hollow. And say, not now, we'll come back later. We'll come back later. And taking refuge in our hearts in this moment. And what is most nourishing. Nourishing to our marrow, to our bone marrow. Resting. resting. Let our hearts rest and be breathed. And as each breath is welcomed, each in-breath, each out-breath, let your body, your heart be filled with kindness, breathing in kindness, receiving kindness, breathing out kindness. The world around you. And it's not so effortful. It's not that you're doing it. Just imagine it's happening. There is goodness here. There is goodness in your heart. Your good intentions for cultivation. Otherwise, you wouldn't be showing up right now for this practice. So trust. Trust this desire, this intention for goodness, for cultivating kindness. As if you're bellowing, you're blowing on an ember, your breath. It's blowing on this ember of loving kindness. Making this holy fire of loving kindness, this warmth, this care for yourself and others, a warm heart. With each breath in your heart center, As if with each in-breath, may I be well. With each out-breath, may others be well. May I be safe, may others be safe. May I be happy, may others be happy. The in-breath and out-breath. Can do the four phrases of metta having to do with safety, health, happiness, and ease, or just keep it simple. In breath, may I be well. Out breath, may all beings be well. Let it be easeful, effortless. If it becomes too hard, let go of the phrase and just let yourself be breathed. That's kind enough. And if you like, and stay with this here, or if you wish, as you're staying embodied, breathing in and out, you bring to mind some kindness, some random act of kindness that you received in the recent times. It was as simple as smile, or maybe someone being very kind to you, going out of their way. Or whatever it might have been. And let yourself feel the goodness of that gesture, how it impacted you, how it still impacts you. Let yourself relish Be open to relishing this goodness in the world, this kindness. It's quite possible that the person who shared this act of kindness didn't quite appreciate or underestimated how it impacted you. Maybe in your heart, in your mind, saying thank you, appreciate them, be grateful to them. Nourishing this goodness. Goodness begets goodness. Let yourself feel inspired. And now let yourself bring to heart, bring to mind some kindness, random act of kindness. Maybe it was a smile, maybe it was letting someone go ahead of you in the line, or maybe you reached out to a friend. Hey, how are you? I've been thinking of you, or offered to help, or helped in some way. Went out of your way to be kind. Let yourself bring that to heart and relish the goodness. Goodness begets goodness. And as we often underestimate the impact of our kindness, let yourself really appreciate, turn up the appreciation of the ripple effects you may not even know. Let yourself feel inspired by this kindness, as if you are your own twin. And it's your twin who did this kindness. You're inspired by your twin. Wow, that was nice. Huh. And this is not a time to judge yourself. Like, oh, I could have done that. I should have done that. It was not good enough. This is not the time at all. If that comes up, say thank you very much. This This is not the time to be judgmental. I'm relishing goodness. And turn your mind to relish goodness. You have choice. We all have choice. Exercise it. Relishing goodness. And that's a point whenever feels like your heart is full with appreciating goodness received and shared. You can go back to simply breathing in kindness, breathing out kindness. May I be well. May others be well. May I be well. May others be well. Each in-breath, may I be well. Each out-breath, spreading kindness. Spreading loving kindness. May others be well. And as we bring this practice period to a close, spreading your kindness far and wide, your goodwill, your metta, internally to seep into every cell of your body and externally. 360 degrees, no preference of inside versus outside, outside versus inside. May I be well, may others be well. All the same, it's all the same. No separation between me and others, really. May all beings everywhere be well. May all beings everywhere be free, including ourselves. Thank you all for your practice. So we have a few minutes before we transition into small groups, which will have an interesting prompt tonight. But before we do that, any reflections you'd like to share? Fred, please.
Hi, thank you. I had an experience today that was so much the mirror of what you had prompted and of the article that Neil sent us. Thank you, Neil. So I was standing in line at Kaiser to get my COVID and my flu shot. To do that, they would put different colored ribbons on your chest. And so I moved down the line. And right at the threshold where we were about to enter, there was a woman who had one ribbon on, and she and her partner came up and told her, if you get the other ribbon, you can get both shots. And there was a moment she was about to go in the door into the further chamber of this routine, and she froze. And I could see that she was anxious and wanted to go back there, but was afraid about losing her place in line. So I just took mine off. I said, here, please take mine. And she went in, and I went back to get another ribbon for me. And it took me all of, 30 seconds. And then later we were in another chamber of this routine, and she was somewhat ahead of me, and she looked at me and said, are you the person who gave me the ribbon? Because we were in masks, and we had just seen each other for a moment. And I said, yeah, I was. And she said, you made my day. And, that was much more than I thought I did. But of course, when she said that, that sort of made my day. And I was then thinking, as we began here, that I think I did that without a hesitation and without embarrassment or fear, but also with a moment of scoping out the situation and looking in her face and seeing, is this the right thing to do? And I might have made a mistake, but in this case, I didn't. And I think it's from coming here for a year and a half that made that more possible. And it strikes me that, this is another case of the ripple from your being here, Nikki, and from Diana and from the other people and for everybody else here in Sangha, in which these things move. And this is one of those rare occasions when the trajectory and the origins seem apparent to me. Mostly, of course, they're invisible. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Fred. So eloquently said, spoken. Thanks for sharing that beautiful story of your random act of kindness, how it made your day how it made her day and how it made your day. And now you're making all of our days bringing this ripple effect. And thank you, Fred. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Oh, yes. Thanks for posting the article. Yeah. Thanks, Neil. Beautiful. Any other reflections before we head into groups? And maybe I'll share the prompt of the groups tonight, which is reflections on when you did an act, a random act on kindness, just as Fred shared, and it made your day, or somebody was kind to you and it made your, or you were kind, it made their day, made your day. Yeah, they were kind to you, it made your day. So just sharing these random acts of kindness with each other. So in small groups, will be roughly groups of three, and let it be a chance for mudita, for metta, for vicarious joy, for this ripple, for inspiring each other with these acts of kindness, sharing your ribbon. I love that. Thank you again. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms. So please take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Each person will say one nugget, maybe one little story briefly, and then leave time for the next person and the next person, so that everybody has the chance to share. So going to open their rooms, take care of each other, take care of yourselves, and let's go alphabetically if we can, according to the first name. Here we go. Okay, welcome back, everyone. All the rooms are closed. So we have a few minutes now for reflections. How was it, the sharing about random acts of kindness, receiving, giving? What did you notice, both in the process of speaking about it? Was it inspiring? Was it seeding more, planting more seeds? I saw, there you go. Neil, I saw your hand, please.
So it was a lovely meditation and a lovely breakout. So I would have to say entertained during the meditation when I noticed that I was like so thrilled at the random acts of kindness that happened to me and so disparaging of the acts I gave to other people. I kept switching, looking for one that actually made a difference. And then I'm like, that's the article you sent her. It's what she just talked about. You know, yeah. Apparently I'm stuck with my human mind for now.
Thanks for sharing that, Neil. That is so human, and I love that you got to see it so clearly and that you're sharing it out loud and laughing at it, because that's exactly it. You know, in Buddhism, when we talk about, you know, greed, hatred, and delusion, that confusion, that one synonym I've just come up with is cognitive bias, is cognitive bias, is like radical cognitive bias. And you just saw your radical cognitive bias, right? And these cognitive biases are measured in psychology experiment. We know we have them. It's just delusions. Like, wait a minute, I know this and yet I'm doing it. Wow. Isn't it interesting to be human? So this cognitive bias of, oh yeah, what other people do, it's impactful. And what I do is just not good enough. Like, oh, sweetheart, that's such a cognitive bias. So thanks for sharing cognitive bias or clearly naming it. Yeah. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you.
That's great. Other reflections. What else came up? Groups in your practice. Also in breathing in kindness, breathing out kindness. That was a new experiment. I had never led it in this particular way, I have to say. We've done many different ways, but with the in-breath, may I be well, and out-breath, may others be well, to pair that. I wonder if you noticed the shift, and have you noticed the shift with that? One person says, so much to learn from my group in how to find the moments of light in the dark, in the day. And ask for help. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, beautiful. Other reflections. I have a couple of minutes. Parents.
Nikki, I wanted to comment that within my small group, the consensus was that we get so much goodness from being in this group that kind of tunes us into these little, you know, little moments in life where we can make a difference. And it helps a lot. It really does, being in the group over the year and a half that we've been coming. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Terence, and thanks to the Sangha, really. We co-create this together. We co-create this together, all of us. Yeah, thank you, Terence. And well said, doing this practice. I think Diana and I have been doing this for 2.5 years. We pivoted in March of 2020, went online from just doing it in person at IMC. And what a gift we feel it's been for us and this community. And we keep going strong. Yay. What a wonderful practice to do on a daily, on a weekly basis. So thank you all. And it's 7 o'clock. And oh yes, couple of last reflections I read. Marianne says that in-breath and out-breath change was more easeful for me, quite relaxing. Yay. And Pina says the image of nurturing the embers of kindness was so evocative. I'll be returning to it. Beautiful. Thank you for your reflections. Thank you for your practice. Thanks for your being part of this Sangha and your random acts of kindness. Not so random, your acts of kindness. Thank you all. May you all be well. May you all be free and all beings everywhere too. Oops. Thanks, everyone.